text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. Title, Christmas Bells Are Ringing. Snow falls over a downtown area where a bridge crosses over a river. Holiday banners hang from tall buildings. A woman with shoulder-length blonde hair makes her way down a snowy city sidewalk. Opening credits, Emily Ellerup. The woman comes to a stop and sharply exhales. Her eyes glance up then re-straighten, and the expression on her face changes from worried to confident. Josh Kelly. She starts for the decorated door of the Boston Messenger. Inside, the woman gestures to photos spread on a table as she speaks to a dark-haired man in a suit and tie.
So, playing with this year's concept, The Light of Christmas, I went from day to night, light to dark, ending here. Or alternatively, we could reverse the order, start here, and then move towards the...
The order doesn't matter. I like what you've captured.
You do?
The architectural aspect is super high concept, and, well, your point of view as a photographer has always been unique. That's why we've hired you for what?
6 assignments so far.
But this is the magazine insert for Christmas Day. It's not only a great portfolio piece, it's also, as you know, a chance to join our staff.
I know. I can't believe an opening came up.
And since it showed up over the holidays, we thought, why not offer it to the photographer who lands the Christmas spread?
I love that. I'm very grateful to be in the running.
Look, I'm a fan of these. I am, but...
Sana, maybe?
We'll see what the chief says.
Thank you.
Oh.
The man leaves the room.
Christmas or not, you'll absolutely get our volume discount. Okay, great. I'll send our rates over now. Merry Christmas.
Blonde woman approaches.
Please tell me he said yes.
He set us up to the chief. How's that?
That's great.
Is it?
Yeah. Anne loves your work. And when you start here, just think lunches all the time. How fun is that?
I don't want to get too excited just yet, you know?
You're the hardest worker I know. You're going to land this spread and the position. Just, is it what you want? It's a lot of 9 to 5.
They walk out in the snow.
Yeah, I wish I could say I was cut out for the hustle, but... 9 to 5 sounds pretty good right about now, you know? Maybe it'd be good to change up the pace.
Hey, it might even give you some time to go on that date with my neighbor.
What? He's cute. I'm sure he is. I just
haven't been on a date in way too long.
Need to get through this next week first.
How are you feeling?
Woman with red hair gives her a warm smile.
About going back to the Cape?
Your family's summer home.
I don't know.
The two join a queue for coffee.
I mean, I used to love going there.
And how long's it been?
13 years.
But you have a lot of great memories there.
Yeah. Yeah, every summer. But it's gonna be great.
She waves a hand.
It's where my dad met Helen. They're gonna retire there. I've never been for Christmas or a wedding, so...
Yeah, that's the spirit. Just go relax and enjoy Christmas.
They reach the line's front.
2 double lattes, please.
Blonde woman reaches into her purse.
Ta-da! Wait, what's this? They thought we said no presents.
Just a little something.
As snow gently falls, the woman pulls from the gift box a coffee mug with an image of a building.
Stop! Is this my apartment?
Yeah, said you're never there, so I thought you could leave it at your desk.
You're amazing. I love it.
Merry Christmas.
After they hug, she hands the mug to the barista.
I would like mine in this, please.
A multi-level apartment building has big wreaths with red bows on the lower windows. Inside an apartment, the blonde woman packs a camera into a brown leather bag that sits on the floor, then she zips the bag closed. Her eyes look up to a framed photo on a desk. The photo shows herself close to another woman who wears a headscarf. She grabs the frame and continues to examine the photo with a neutral expression. The older woman in the photo has a necklace on that has a silver star at the end, still holding the photo. The blonde woman smiles slightly as she reaches for the same star necklace that hangs from her neck. Her chin trembles a bit and she reaches for another photo in an ornate frame. The second photo shows the same older woman with long red hair and a camera poised in her hands. She sets down the first frame and reaches for her phone.
Hi, Dad. Yeah? Yeah, no, I'm literally walking out the door right now. I've already packed the car. Yep, of course. I'll drive safe. Dad, gotta get out the phone to get in the car. Bye.
A gift basket sits on the floor and she picks it up along with a couple other bags. The framed photo of her and the older woman remains on the desk. Lettering on a building reads Phillips Property Agency. A man in jeans speaks on the phone.
Mrs. Miller, I know the holidays are slow, but we should be able to find you a tenant before New Year. Yeah. No, I can't tell you where I'm going to be moving the snowman. Hey, that would be cheating. Happy holidays. Hey, bud.
Hey, buddy.
I know you're busy.
I just want to let you know I'm still working on getting you that interview.
You do realize this is poaching, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just...
My mom's kidding, Josh.
Of course. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Phillips.
You're not five anymore, Josh. You can call me Judy.
Okay. And it's not poaching if I'm the one asking.
I just wish your agency wasn't all the way in London.
If I get the job.
I'll try and set something up before Christmas.
You're the best.
Yes, I am. I'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Josh leaves and Judy takes a seat.
So you really want to move? I just wish we had more exciting work for you.
I love it here, Mom. That's not the issue. It's just everything that happened with Beth. I think change could be good.
We just want you to be happy.
Me? I am happy. I'm very happy. Look at this smile. This is a happy smile. Very happy.
Older man enters.
Hey, we need you to get over there as soon as you can.
Okay. Where am I going?
The leak at the River Street rental? Since they're family friends.
You are Mr. Fix-It.
I don't know about all that, but I can take a look.
Okay, great. And while you're there, see if you can ask Lee about his plans.
What they're going to do with the house after the wedding?
I left him a message.
Okay, I got this.
He gives his mother and the man a smile before heading out into the snow. A neighborhood of houses and apartments beside a body of water is blanketed with white snow. Waves roll toward the shoreline. Vehicles with their headlights on travel down a busy street flanked with shops and restaurants. As the blonde woman drives, she smiles as she sees a couple who drop change into a donation pail. Her windshield wipers clear the snow away and she looks to the opposite sidewalk. An extra large snowman figure and other holiday decorations are on a shop's rooftop. The tires of her blue Subaru hatchback roll up a long driveway. She grins until a black truck cuts in front of her. With wide eyes, her chest rises and falls before she reaches over for the fallen gift basket.
Oh. Shoot.
She shifts the car back into drive, and the black truck backs away to allow for her to pull up. The two vehicles park side by side in a home's gravel driveway, and the young man in jeans from the property agency steps out of the truck, followed by the blonde from her car.
I am so sorry. I was turning around. I didn't expect to see anyone coming
driveway?
In. Well, the exact same. Sam?
Mike?
Hi. Wow, it's been a long time.
Dad.
Honey.
So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Sam's dad approaches Mike.
You're the handyman? I am today.
They shake hands.
Well, grab your tools. Let's get at it. Honey, how was your drive?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
I noticed a drip this morning. It's not good.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm on it. I just need to get up into your attic.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Sam looks away with a curious face as Mike ascends the steps.
Now, how long have you known Mike?
You know what? I don't even remember when we met when we were so young.
Oh, no. They were inseparable as kids.
Yeah, for the summers when we came here.
Yeah, but, I mean, best friends with school kid crushes.
Oh,
it was
fun. That's a long time ago.
It's nice to see you two together again.
Okay, you know what? I think you've talked your way out of getting your treats.
No.
Yeah.
Is that something that you requested from the city?
Honey, we've been here for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks and loving it, yeah. Uh-huh. But nothing beats Boston coffee. And did you get the holiday?
Yes, I did.
Good girl.
Now, I know that you were born and raised here, so you probably have all your own holiday chocolates all lined up. But this is from our favorite local store.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too sweet, it's not too minty, and I figured it would help you push through that final little wedding planning.
Peppermint bark is my favorite. I kid you not. I love this. Thank you so much.
Yay.
What else do we got? What other treat?
Upstairs in the attic, Mike applies a caulking gun to a rafter. He hops down from a trunk and notices a photo at the top of a nearby cardboard box. The photo shows a young blonde girl asleep on the floor in front of a shining Christmas tree. Mike smiles and sets down the photo.
I can't believe you made this.
Oh, I used to make them every year with my art students. Even though I'm retired, I figured I would just keep the tradition going. And since it's our first Christmas together, I thought that it was the perfect Christmas
slash wedding gift, right? Perfect. And there's chocolates in every one of them.
Oh, cute.
I'll get out of you guys' hair, but looks good up there. If you have any more leaks, just give us a call.
I definitely will. And tell your dad that I'll call him another time about the house stuff, okay?
Will do.
Okay. All right, good to see you.
Me too. I'll see you guys all at the wedding.
Mike passes by Sam.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, you too. I mean, except for the near collision outside, but...
Yeah, well, hey, you never were a very good driver.
Hey, I was learning and I was being responsibly cautious.
Oh, yeah. 15 miles an hour, rocking out to Sarah McLachlan.
You can't speed to Sarah.
No, I can't.
They hold each other's gaze.
Well, I know you're going to be busy this week, but if you need a Christmas in the Cape tour guide, let me know.
Oh, thanks, yeah. But you're going to be busy with your family and your wife and all that.
I'm not married anymore.
What?
I guess I figured you would have heard.
No, I didn't hear that. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It really is. And I wanted to say I'm sorry, too.
Oh, for what?
That summer... Your mom got sick. I really meant to...
Thank you, but we don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
Hey.
Opens the door for him.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
After Mike steps out, Sam peeks her head after him, then closes the door and collapses her back against it as a grin grows on her face.
It took four people to get the tree in.
Okay, how big is your tree?
And we actually had to cut a foot of it off to even get it in. I've always been a sucker for the most ridiculously large Christmas trees.
Yeah, and holiday weddings.
Well, okay, I will admit it. I'm a little Christmas crazy.
Hence the Christmas Eve wedding.
Mm-hmm, exactly. With our closest friends and family. It's just my absolute favorite time of the year. Mm-hmm. It always makes me feel like I'm part of something bigger. So it's an unconventional day for a wedding, but
perfect for us.
It is.
Sam watches them with a warm smile.
I'm finding this love now is my own Christmas miracle.
Mine too.
The two caress each other's hands.
Well, I got that tree decorated and I'd love for you to come see it. So do you want to come by the house and we can make some cookies or finish making the chocolate molds for the wedding favors?
Yeah, but not tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, why? What's tomorrow?
We're going to get your Christmas tree.
We wanted you here. To get the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to swing by the hotel and finish some details with the wedding coordinator.
You don't have to go if you think it's going to be boring. I mean, you could always check out the town. It's a lot different at Christmas than what you're used to.
Thank you.
Well, I have some very special Christmas bark that I'd like to share. May I interest you?
Christmas bark, yes. Yes. I'm going to need some extra energy because I'm walking you home.
Oh, like you need an excuse.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Oh! Later, Sam in red flannel pajamas steps downstairs with a mug in her hand. Holiday decorations fill the entry area at the bottom of the steps, as well as the kitchen and dining area, which have an open concept. In black and white, a large framed photo hanging on the wall shows a young Sam on her dad's shoulders as he walks along holding hands with her mom. All three hold big smiles. Sam stands looking up to the photo and she reaches for her star necklace. Her dad takes his coat off and notices the photo, too.
First family photo we ever put up. It's a good one.
Yeah. She was really talented, wasn't she?
Well, like I always say, you guys are a lot alike.
Sam twiddles the necklace in one hand.
You still wear your mom's necklace.
Tears begin to well up in her eyes.
What is it she always used to say? Look up at the stars and...
No, it'll always be there.
Yeah.
I never take it off.
She starts for a bar stool with mug still in hand.
You know, I just want to thank you for all your support with this. It means a lot to me.
Oh, Dad. I just want you to be happy, you know that.
And I really like Helen.
I'm excited for you to get to know her better. I know it's only been 10 months, but once we move in together...
Is that what you and Mike were talking about earlier, about what to do with the house?
Probably just kind of need to know if we're going to continue to rent after I move in with Helen, or... So.
Is that what you want to do? Do you want to sell it?
Well, I think it's something we both need to decide, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't been here in so many years.
You know what? We don't have to talk about this right now. We have lots of time. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay. Mm. One more tea?
You know what I think? I am beat. I think I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, honey.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
Sam heads for the big staircase and her dad watches after her. Upstairs in bed, Sam clicks through photos on a laptop and her brows furrow. She looks away from the screen and her attention lands on the bedside table with a framed photo of her mom camera in hand. Saddened, she looks away from the picture and closes her laptop. She reaches over and clicks off the lamp, then readjusts and lands her head on the pillow.
Jasper, hi. I was actually going to call you to see if there are any...
Updates? Well, there are.
Good. Great.
As I suspected, our chief editor loves your photos, but she also loves three other submissions.
There are three other people in the running still?
Unfortunately, there was no clear-cut decision on who should get it, so we're giving all four of you the chance to resubmit. Same title and concept, but...
I'm not in Boston. I'm on the Cape.
Well, that's okay. It's the feeling of Christmas we're after. And everyone loves Cape Cod, so... You have until midnight December 23rd to turn it in. I know it's a bit of a rush, but...
Is it still for the staff position, too?
It is, and editor's quirk, she wants to give someone a gift on Christmas, so that's when we'll reveal which one of you we select.
Wow. That's, wow.
Just remember, Christmas, something we haven't seen. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sam stops mid-sidewalk and lowers the phone from her ear.
All right. Christmas... here.
She scans the area and her eyes land on a painting of a lighthouse. Her head cocks to the side before she takes off. On a computer monitor, Mike looks at an apartment for rent listed in euros. Sam rushes in from the snow.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry to barge in like that. I'm wondering if that tour guide offer is still available.
After a deep breath, Sam smiles widely and shrugs her shoulders. Mike's brows flutter and he chuckles.
I know it's a bit of an odd request. It's just, Boston I know, but I have not been here since I was 17, and they've only given me 3 days to do it, and normally I take like a week to scout,
take
to plan.
This. And... It'll help.
Thank you.
All right.
She sips from the red mug, then lowers it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I was done, you know, and now...
You're starting over.
But it's a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
It's just at a really bad time.
And it's doable, though, right?
Yeah.
That's it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Mike sits on a desk across from her.
So you were saying you want to go see the old lighthouse?
I know it's restricted, but I thought maybe you know somebody that could get me in?
Yeah, I might.
Really? I mean, I don't know if it's right. It was the first place I thought of, so I figured I should at least check it out.
I mean, there are some pretty amazing views out there.
I need amazing right about now.
All right, then. In my opinion, you're in the perfect place for this assignment.
Is that the tour guide talking?
Tour guide voice. Yeah. So, 3:30?
I'll take it.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
It's,
extends hand.
I'll see
there you go.
See.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh. You know.
They share glances before Sam points to the door.
Bye.
She heads out, leaving Mike watching after her with both drinks. In a navy pea coat, Sam strolls down a sidewalk beside storefronts, past several holiday-decorated trees. She stops in her tracks and stares to the distance, through a gallery's glass door. Sam spots a woman with long dark hair who inaudibly speaks to someone else. The woman looks up and sees Sam, and Sam remains still for a moment before she walks away. From in the gallery, the woman watches Sam curiously, then hangs her head. Sam's father and Helen stand beneath a sign that reads Christmas Trees for Sale.
Want one more? Here, I'll break it off. Ah, I can't get it.
Here. Ah. I got it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. You ready to go find the perfect tree?
Yeah.
Later, heavy snow falls outside of the house, which sits on the skirt of a wooded area. Inside, the tree shakes.
Oh, come on. Ah.
Okay, how's that? Is that straighter? That doesn't sound good.
Well, no, I think it's just the nature of the tree, actually, Dad. I think it looks good.
That's what I got for you.
Move over just a little bit, honey.
Okay, it's fine.
He shakes his head no.
Helen, I can't believe you make your own ornaments.
Oh, these? Well, feel free to use them or not. I just had so many extra ones from my house that I picked out a few special ones from each year and brought them over here.
Sounds like so much work.
Oh, no, I've been doing it since I was little. It just brings me so much joy. Plus, every single one of them is unique. Mm-hmm. Each one tells its very own special story.
Helen holds a white star ornament.
Maybe we can make some.
Of course we can. Start our own tradition.
Yeah. Just maybe later, because Mike's coming to get me.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'm so sorry I have to do this work stuff.
Oh, honey, no, that's okay. I know that's not how you want to spend your holiday, but... Oh, just go have fun.
I'll try.
He waves his hands.
Sorry, I gotta straighten this tree. It's not working. It's not working for me.
Mike's truck pulls up to the lighthouse with a small attached red building. Visibility is low with snow and fog. Mike puts the truck in park and looks to Sam in the passenger's seat.
You ready to be inspired?
Sam looks out the windows and nods her head.
Do you remember the picture my mom took of us up here? Yeah. Oh, we were so proud of ourselves.
Yeah, as we should be. A lot of stairs in there. Yeah. You beat me to the top.
I did? Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I chased you the whole way.
The two climb steps toward the lighthouse.
Well, she kept that picture on our mantle for a lot of years.
She did like me.
Yeah, she did.
With a smile, Sam lowers her camera and ascends the rest of the steps. Mike follows behind and reaches for the door's lock.
Oh, they don't keep the key under the rock anymore.
No, surprisingly, they actually trust me with it. After you.
Thank you.
Mike steps aside and allows for Sam to walk in. He enters too and swings the door shut behind them. A spiral staircase leads upward.
So cozy here.
Yeah.
They both make their way upstairs, past walls of red brick.
Ooh.
Yeah, these stairs have gotten steeper, huh?
At the top, doors are locked with a horizontal board. Mike lifts the board up and places it against the wall, then swings open both doors. He turns and gestures to the outside.
Okay, so what do you think?
Sam grins.
I mean, it's a little different in winter, but...
It's usually a great view up here. Shame about the fog. If it weren't so remote, I'd bring the snowman out here.
What are you talking about?
Magic.
Magic?
You really don't know about the magic snowman?
I don't, no.
Oh. So every night, for as long as I can remember, someone moves a giant snowman somewhere in town for the week leading up to Christmas.
And why would someone do that?
So that some lucky kids can find a magic snowman, ring the bell that he's holding, make a wish.
Is that somebody you?
Mike's eyes dart around.
Last 5 years, yeah.
Pretty adorable.
So what do you think?
Well, I was hoping to get the Christmas lights over on the hillside, but, with this fog, I don't think I can. I just think we're too far out.
Yeah. I guess it's a good thing you know me.
Now what are you talking about?
Well, I wouldn't be much of a tour guide if I only took you to one place, right? And we're too far out. So maybe we just need to get a little closer to Christmas.
She looks to him quizzically with a smile. At night, Mike and Sam pull up to a grand home which has windows decorated with white Christmas lighting. They park under a stone archway at the entrance.
So you help throw a Christmas party every year for the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I volunteer to help every year, and securing a house for the Christmas party is just a part of it. They work really hard for the town, so it's nice that tonight they just get to celebrate.
Well, this seems like the perfect place for it.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Now this is Christmas on the Cape.
This is amazing.
Yeah, well, said you kind of needed it, so.
Folks socialize with drinks in hand.
There you are.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering when you'd show up.
You're usually one of the first.
Yes, sorry about that. I was just helping Sam. Josh, you remember Sam, right?
We never met, but he talked about you a lot.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
not a lot.
this is my wife, Hannah.
Hiya.
Hey, Hannah.
I'm Sam.
Oh,
so
hi,
nice to meet
Sam.
You.
You too.
Okay.
Officially.
Okay. I promise that I'd find the biscuits for my lovely wife, so.
That's British for cookies. We've got cookies.
See, you're already ready for your move to London.
Oh, I just want to let you know, my boss's assistant will be giving you a call to set up that interview, so keep your phone close.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sam directs a surprised expression toward Mike.
You're moving to London.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be till the new year, if I even get the job. But he works for a pretty big commercial leasing company. Yeah, they handle a lot of the high-rises in central London.
Sounds exciting. You know, I don't know, I kind of can't picture you anywhere else but here.
I guess I was just looking for something new, you know? Fresh start. And busy's good.
Yes.
But hey, why don't you check out the party, and I'm gonna gather up the gifts for the toy drive.
We're doing a toy drive?
We're wrapping gifts that have already been collected. It's sort of a tradition at this party. People get real into it.
Nice.
But you gotta work, so go focus.
Yeah, I mean, right? I'm pretty good at wrapping, so.
All right, well, if you finish early, you can jump in, how's that?
Deal.
See ya.
In front of a tabletop Christmas tree where several others gather, Sam stops and turns on her camera. With a smile, she raises her camera up to her eye and snaps a photo. She looks at the camera screen, then continues to survey the room. Her gaze shifts to one side and she heads that way. A door to the outside opens and Sam steps through with her camera. With tunnel vision, Sam continues forward with small steps. Just outside the home is a body of water seen through an archway lit with string lights. Sam makes her way to a clearing and stops with a deep breath. Across the water, which is still as glass, docks and homes shine in the night with colors of red, green, and white. Sam aims her camera at the scene, checks the monitor, then continues to snap photos.
Everybody, gather around, it's present wrapping time.
Sam whips around to look inside, then she glances to the water once more, her eyes shifting side to side before she heads in.
Okay, now I know this isn't a competition, but whoever wraps the most gifts, all six sides covered, we know the rules, may or may not go home with all of the leftover cookies.
Are all these gifts for the kids?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I came when I did.
You done with your work already?
Nope. But I'm ready to wrap.
All right.
Side by side at a table with several others, Mike hands a piece of tape over to Sam. Then Sam lifts a wrapped gift box to the air and Josh comes along and grabs it from her. Mike and Sam inaudibly speak and laugh as wrapped gifts pile up. Giggling, Sam tosses a red bow to the air and Mike catches it. Josh sets down another wrapped gift with the others. Later, Josh and his wife carry the presents to a vehicle parked just outside. Josh closes his back hatch full of gift boxes, and the two drive away, leaving Mike struck alone outside. Inside, Mike and Sam clean up the wrapping table.
I have to admit, I did not know the true value of double-sided tape until tonight.
Yeah, you wrapped about 100 presents in, what, 10 minutes?
It's for a good cause. And you know what? If this whole photography career doesn't pan out...
That's not gonna happen.
You know, it's funny. I grew up watching my mom take all of these amazing photos. It was so inspiring. And then I always pictured that I was going to be a freelance photographer when I grew up.
Well, I mean, it looks like you nailed that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I'm cut out for it. I feel like I should be doing something more practical.
And that's what this staff position would be?
It's a good opportunity. But to get it, I really need to wow them.
She takes a seat and Mike does the same.
Okay.
Like, I need to get the first rays of dawn against the last of the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to capture that hope that only comes around once a year. That's what I need.
Why don't we stay here and see if you can capture it? I mean, we're here, right? And if this is the view...
I'm not gonna ask you to stay up with me all night.
Why not? Look, I'm the guy who's got a lockup anyways.
Oh, Mike, why are you doing this?
It's Christmas, isn't it? I like to help people.
I don't buy it. Why are you doing this?
Okay, fine. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I wasn't there for you when I should have been.
You didn't know what was going on with my mom. It was, you know, it all happened so fast.
Still, I know that this is just a small thing, but I'd really like to try and be here for you now.
Sam grins and fiddles with Ribbon.
Get you that shot.
Later, Sam sits on the floor near a Christmas tree and replaces the lens on her camera with a different one. A text from Sam to her dad reads, "I'm staying out with Mike tonight to snap photos," and he says, "Thanks for letting me know. Love you."
Yes. Yeah, of course. And roger that.
Is everything okay?
As long as we're out of here before the cleaning crew arrive, we're good to go.
You're amazing.
Just you wait.
Mike sets down cookies and drinks.
What is that?
That is enough ammo to keep a horse awake.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll need it if we're going to stay up till sunrise.
Yeah, about that. Light isn't going to change for a while, so you want to go see a snowman?
He grins ear to ear before Sam chuckles.
So, you really want to help me move this guy?
Is he as heavy as he looks?
No, not at all.
Then yes. Gotta keep that magic alive, right?
Yep. All right, so pick a side. Either side.
Sure.
Reach in.
Oh!
Yep.
Long, snowy. Okay.
See?
Right, yeah, he is light. Awkward. But light.
Yeah, how do you think I move him every night by myself?
Oh, I just thought it was your superhuman strength.
I should have gone with that.
Okay.
Okay, up. All right. Now let's just find a good spot for him.
Find?
I can't make it too easy on the kids, right?
Okay.
In front of an ice cream shop called Bearberry, they examine the tall snowman with a mustache.
I don't know. A snowman in front of an ice cream shop?
Too cold.
Yeah. Let's get him out of here.
Sam and Mike lift up the snowman and shuffle their feet.
Oh, which way?
Go that. I mean, it's cute, but...
Yeah, too obvious?
Yeah.
Well, get in there, though.
All right.
Mike bends to one knee near the snowman.
Perfect picture opportunity. Oh, I see how it is. Love at first snow.
The snowman in the stands of a hockey arena.
Finally, I think he's actually good for tonight.
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe you have the keys to this place.
Yeah, well, I kind of help sponsor the kids' team.
How will you ever leave this? You're practically the mayor of this town.
I don't know about all that. It'll be hard, but it can feel a little too small sometimes, too. You know, got a lot of memories.
Sam lowers her camera and grins to Mike.
It's cold. Come on, let's go.
Sure. Does your ex-wife still live here?
No, she moved back to Ohio after the divorce. It's all good, grand scheme of things.
Wow, you always do that, don't you?
What?
make light of things.
I guess I'm just a upbeat kind of guy.
Yeah, you are. But...
No. Look, it's fine. We were young. No, we grew apart, wanted different things. I tried to adapt, make her happy, but end of the day, it just didn't fix anything. I just wish I'd seen it coming.
Oh, you know what? You can't do that to yourself. It's easy to get wrapped up.
He glances her way as they steadily walk across the ice.
When's the last time you were?
Wrapped up in a relationship?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Really?
Hmm?
She shoots him a look.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're messing with me.
Yeah.
All right, so when?
A few years back. I thought he was the one. We both did. Which is why he turned down a job in L.A. Eventually, the guilt just kind of started chipping away at the relationship until there was nothing left, and suddenly he wasn't in my life anymore.
I'm sorry. And after him?
Hasn't really felt worth it since.
Any of your relationships?
No. I mean, just taking the chance in the first place. I'm kind of done with loss, so.
I know it's hard, but I think it's worth it every time.
Yeah. That's because you're an upbeat kind of guy.
Outside, holiday lighting shines in the darkness as they stroll down a sidewalk past shops.
Can I admit something?
Sure.
Okay. I wish that that one kiss we had had happened at the beginning of summer instead of at the end.
Wow. Are you really going there?
I'm serious.
Well, I guess we both thought we had the next summer.
Yeah, we did.
They stop in place and face one another.
But, hey, if any of that was different, then maybe we wouldn't be here. Maybe you wouldn't be eyeing that job in London, which is very exciting. So that's the upside.
Look who's being upbeat now. You ready to get back to work?
Yeah. You know what? You're gonna be just fine whenever you go. This town, however, I don't think it's gonna do so well without you.
Sam continues on and Mike hangs back with a small smile before he follows her. In the early morning hours, a fireplace burns inside the grand home of the Chamber of Commerce party, and Mike lays curled up on the sofa asleep. Sam enters the room with her hands in her front pockets. She looks to Mike on the sofa with a warm smile before she heads toward a window. At the window, Sam slides the curtain open and the dim light of dawn hits her face. Her mother's silver star necklace hangs from her neck and rests between the V-neck of her green sweater. She gently twiddles the star between her fingers. Outside, Sam descends a stone staircase with her camera in one hand and a brown leather bag strapped over her chest. She turns her camera on as she makes her way across the home's lawn, which is blanketed with snow. Her eyes dart to the distance and she raises her camera. On the other side of the water, the holiday lights on the docks and homes still shine. The dawn glows with colors of purple and blue. Sam peeks down to the monitor on her camera, then looks back up at the scene. Her head tilts up to the sky and a smile grows. She continues to snap pictures. She backs up slightly and bends her knees for the next shot. A frame appears around the photo Sam captures. The light from the camera's monitor shines onto Sam's face. She smiles and wipes the screen clean with her thumb. She takes one last look at the scene of holiday lights on the waterfront before she turns and walks away. A Christmas tree's lights shine near a still sleeping Mike. Sam sets a mug down on a coaster. Mike's eyes slowly open. He notices Sam and the corners of his mouth rise as he stretches his arms.
Just enough caffeine and chocolate to wake you up.
Thank you.
He sits up and reaches for the mug.
Did you get your shot?
I think so.
Awesome.
Mike's truck rolls up to Sam's father's place in heavy snow. Mike rubs his eyes and Sam removes her seatbelt.
Okay.
How do you look so awake? I'm exhausted.
Oh, it's adrenaline, you know? Luckily, I've got 2 more days to round it out, so...
You feeling good?
Yeah, I just gotta keep pushing through. Just gotta keep shooting anything and everything. But, I really do feel like I can breathe, so thank you.
Good. Well, if you do feel like taking a break, clearing your head, we're probably gonna hit the rink later on. Yeah, I know.
You're gonna ice skate?
Gotta throw the blades on at least once a year. I know it was work, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
They both looked to the dash.
London calling. Ah, all right.
Do you have to get that?
I mean, they're probably just setting up the appointment.
Then you have to get that.
I do.
I gotta get
out
anyway.
You're right, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike answers the call and Sam crosses her fingers from outside the window.
Hello. Yes, Mike Phillips here. Thank you. Yes, Josh said that you'd be calling.
As Sam treks toward the door, she turns and her and Mike share a glance. Sam at an open laptop speaks on the phone.
You know, it's actually really amazing here. It's super festive, and there's so much more snow than I anticipated.
Then we're basically having the same Christmas.
Okay, so did you see the other submissions?
Yeah, but that was the first round.
I have no idea what they're doing now.
Right, but they're mostly lights on buildings, sculptures, cityscapes, that kind of thing.
And high concept, very artsy.
Well, maybe they're all too similar. That's why they're having a hard time picking.
You still have a little time, so just keep going. If it's Christmas they want.
Well, then I got Christmas. Thank you. Talk soon. Bye.
Hey.
You ready to go gather some pine cones? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Pine cones.
Pine cones.
So these are for ornaments?
Wedding favors. To go along with the chocolate bells.
Oh, well, good thing there are a lot of them out here.
Remember how many hours you used to spend out here playing by the creek?
Yeah, and in it.
They each pick up pine cones and toss them into baskets.
Is it weird that I find it surprising how beautiful it is here in the winter?
No, of course not. You haven't had a chance to experience it before. But it's special all year around. Now that I'm retired, I get a chance to enjoy it all the time.
Why did we never come here for Christmas?
You did.
What?
You did, yeah, when you were 5. You don't remember?
No.
Yeah, we were only here a few hours before the furnace went out.
What?
Yeah, we didn't have a rental company back then, so no one was available to fix it. So we just camped out by the fireplace.
We camped?
Yep, for 3 nights, right beside the tree. It was really sweet. Although we decided to come only in the summer after that. No, it really is a magical place.
Mm-hmm. Probably. More magical with a working furnace, though, right?
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how hard it was going to be to come back, but me too. And I know that we still have to talk about what to do with the house, so...
We can do that later.
You keep saying that.
Well, you haven't slept. You still need to hand in your assignment. So first things first, okay?
Okay.
She gestures her basket to the air.
Do we have enough?
We got plenty.
Okay, good.
They turn for the home and he opens the door for her. Inside, Helen wraps up ribbon.
35 silver dusted pine cones, done.
How's that reindeer coming?
It's a snowman.
Oh, is it?
I knew that.
Thank you. And I think I'm done.
Well, then you need to hang it on the tree.
Oh.
He and Helen approach the tree, and Sam stands with her snowman ornament.
Okay. Like here?
Sam hangs the small snowman, which wears a green scarf.
Hmm.
Perfect.
Our very first tradition.
Good work.
He wraps his arms around both of the women.
Did a great job.
With crossed arms, Sam makes her way back to the couch.
So you want me to put each one of these in... one of those boxes.
Yes, dear, but you know what? We've got 2 full days to take care of all of this. We've got plenty of time.
Well, that's why I'm so excited to fill these little boxes. Hey, we have to go to the hotel to
do a couple of last-minute things.
So if you want to come along...
Helen stops mid-speech to see Sam curled up asleep on the sofa. A red and white striped blanket hangs on the back of the sofa and Helen gently sets it over Sam. Helen rests her hands on the sofa and looks down to Sam with a warm smile. Later, Sam peeks her head up from the sofa and glances around to an empty room. Her eyes eventually land on a nearby footstool which has a note and an attached candy cane. The note reads, "At the hotel, back soon, Dad." Sam grins and she reaches beneath the blanket for her cell phone. Her fingers run across the phone screen and she brings it up to her ear.
Hey, Mike. I might need that break.
Mike and Sam join Josh and Hannah at the skating rink where the snowman is still in the stands.
Hello.
Hey.
Whoa. I have to admit, I didn't see him at first, so well done.
I have to admit that I had help.
Oh, I don't think I was of much help, but it was fun.
Well, you'll have fun out there, too.
Are you guys leaving?
Yeah.
Because right now, we got some hot chocolate to drink.
Bye.
The ice is calling. Let's do this.
Mike steps onto the ice, followed slowly by Sam.
I have not done this in years.
You can't tell, because your form is perfect.
All right, just give me a minute to practice. Okay.
She falters with one arm out.
Oh. Hey, tell me this. What would you do?
Well, that's a very broad question.
Oh, yeah, about my dad's house. You're the property guy. Would you sell? Rent?
That's a very personal question.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, I mean, had you asked me a week ago, I would have said sell.
But now?
Not sure.
Well, probably wait until you do know, because once it's gone, you're never going to get it back. So what do you say, do a little backwards skating?
What? No, that's a terrible
idea.
Just
put your butt down. Big C.
I don't want to.
Little spin?
Crazy.
I take that as a compliment.
As Mike holds Sam in his arms, they come close to kissing.
Mike, I can't. I'm so sorry.
No.
Our timing's off.
I know. I was just... Look, I'm... Yeah, I'm sorry.
But just so you know, I do wish that kiss had happened earlier, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They hold each other's loving gaze before Sam takes a deep breath.
Okay. Power lap. I'm gonna race you.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna win.
Okay. You're gonna lose.
Oof, well, probably gonna be sore tomorrow, but worth it.
Yeah, glad you took a break.
Sam stops in front of the gallery where she previously saw a woman through the door.
Spent so much time with my mom in there.
Artist on the Sea is the gallery's name.
It's actually where I realized I wanted to do this.
Are you a photographer?
She nods her head as tears begin to form in her eyes.
It was also where she found out.
Mike looks up to the gallery and remains by Sam's side.
She was sick.
This makes it really hard to go back in, you know?
Sure it does, but... If you avoid it altogether, you know, you're avoiding all the good memories, too.
Sam meets his eyes, then she looks to the gallery and nods in agreement.
Yeah, let's just see if I can get this photography thing going.
Mike shifts his eyes off to the side.
And let's finish strong. This event is, it's different. Okay, but there's gonna be people, a lot of faces.
Oh, no, I usually do landscapes and cityscapes.
I know, but this is Christmas, right? Christmas is all about people.
True, yeah.
Meet me here in the morning?
Sam holds a quizzical smile.
Is that all you're gonna tell me?
Uh-huh. See you in the a.m.
Later they stroll on a boardwalk.
Okay, so it's a Christmas fair.
Nope.
Are you serious? You're not gonna tell me why we're here?
You're just gonna have to wait for it.
Not a cocoa?
No, are you serious right now? I don't.
I didn't say you'd have to wait. Oh, come on.
Mike and Sam join others who rush to the edge of the boardwalk overlooking the water. Sam captures photos of a Santa who rides on the front of a boat toward them.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Worth the wait?
Definitely. Thank you.
By Sam's side, Mike shrugs his shoulders.
Oh, my gosh.
She continues to take photos of the waving Santa. As Santa's boat nears the dock, children rush over to him and Sam points her camera toward them and shoots.
Well, I really don't know how you're gonna give all this up.
Me neither.
They look to one another and Sam's big grin slowly fades. Sam draws closer to the children with her camera, and Santa rings bells with a sack over one shoulder. Nearby, Mike snaps a photo of Sam with his phone. Santa in a big red suit with white trim and a black belt waves one hand to the air as he steps up to a seat beneath a Santa's Village sign. Children surround him, and sunshine hits Sam who snaps photos. A young girl with a pink beanie grins from Santa's lap. Mike takes another picture with his phone and throws Sam an okay sign. Back at her dad's place, Sam sits at the dining table with her laptop open. A photo Sam took of Santa on the boat appears in an editing app and she adjusts its coloring. As her dad enters, her eyes never leave the laptop. On the screen is a photo of a young boy who uses both hands to sip from a mug as snow falls around him. A collage of six photos titled The Light of Christmas show on the laptop, including the foggy lighthouse and the snowman at the ice rink. Sam's dad pulls up a chair and takes a seat next to her.
Not quite done?
I'm almost done. This is so different from what I normally do, and I feel like he really liked my initial direction, so I just...
But he had you redo it, right?
That's a good point, yeah. I don't know, I just feel like this is so different than where I started.
The Light of Christmas, that's the title, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's different for everyone. It's personal. That's what makes it special. So as long as your light is coming through, I don't think you can go wrong.
A smile grows on his face and Sam returns the expression. On her laptop, Sam opens an email application and composes a message with an attachment. She hovers her finger over the send button as her dad watches. She holds her dad's hand and uses her other hand to press send.
Good work.
At Helen's home, Sam lifts an ornament from a decorated Christmas tree and Helen walks in with a tray of beverages.
I've never seen anything like this tree.
Well, I warned you that it might be a little bit over the top.
No, it's beautiful.
In fact, your whole house is beautiful.
Oh, well, it's a little bit different than your dad's place, but we're happy here.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Thanks for coming over, Sam. Here, let's sit down.
With mugs in their hands, the two women take seats together on a small couch.
I want to talk to you about something important.
Sure.
I know that I would have loved your mother. I mean, she sounds like such an amazing woman. And I'll never try to take her place or what you guys had.
Sam lovingly smiles and nods.
And I want you to know how lucky I feel to be marrying into this family. So I'm just hoping that maybe you'll be my maid of honor.
Sam's eyes widen as her mouth drops.
Me?
There's nothing extra you have to do, I promise. And I've already set a couple of dresses aside, just in case. But it's so important for me to have you be a part of this.
I'd love to.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, wow.
Sam wipes away tears.
Are you still up for helping me finish those wedding favors?
I am, yes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Mike speaks on the phone at work.
it sounds like an incredible opportunity and a pace that I'd definitely be up for. Great. I look forward to hearing from you. How'd it go? Good. Good. I mean, he's going to get back to me later on today, but, yeah, it went pretty well.
Are you sure? You don't look like it did.
I don't know. It's a lot to process.
Well, you've always been decisive. So I think you just gotta figure out what it is holding you back and go from there.
A nearby computer monitor shows properties and Mike looks to it. Elsewhere, Sam drops chocolate into molds.
I've never done molds before, but I have been baking gingerbread waffles every Christmas morning since I was about 9, so if you're interested...
I will definitely be there. So I heard you got some good pictures of Santa today.
Oh, yeah. You know what, the whole thing was just amazing.
Well, it's always more special when you share it with someone you care about.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do you mean Mike? No, we're friends. All friends, we're all friends, so, but... And anyway, he's thinking about moving, so...
Yeah, but he's here now.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's just... Our timing was always off. When we were kids. And then again now.
But something tells me that those feelings are still there.
Smells amazing in here.
Hey, there's my groom.
So now I think it's time to celebrate.
Oh, we're gonna be celebrating plenty tomorrow.
Yeah, you and I, but this is for Sam.
For me? Why?
Well, you turned in your assignment, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not gonna hear if I get the job till Christmas Day, though.
No, but you gave it everything you got, and that's all that matters. So,
gourmet hot chocolate at the hotel, what do you say?
Are the carolers there?
Yeah, so we better hurry, or we might not get a spot. Apparently, it's kind of a thing.
Okay.
I just want to try one of these for the road.
Oh. What?
She said no.
Those are there for the wedding.
Okay, we'll get some later, right? We'll get back. Let's go.
Carolers at the Cape Water Inn sing in hats and scarves.
Oh,
wow. I don't know how they're possibly going to add any more decorations for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure they could fit a few more poinsettias in here, right?
Oh, definitely.
From across the room, Sam spots Mike, who stands with his parents. Helen looks to Sam with a smirk.
Your timing seems pretty good to me right now.
Sam tenses her jaw and smiles before having a breath. Sam enters the artist on the sea gallery.
So that is why it is important for us to be able to promote local artists. So most everyone that you see in here is either from here or lives here. Won't you excuse me for a moment, please?
The woman with long dark hair who Sam spotted earlier approaches Sam now.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Elizabeth's daughter, Samantha, right?
Forgive me. As I'm looking at you, it's like staring right at her.
You think so?
I never thought so. Thank you. That's nice to hear.
Sam scans her eyes across photos on the wall.
Whew. I spent so much time in here. You remember?
Yes, I do.
It actually inspired me to follow in her footsteps.
Well, your mom was very talented. I used to always want her to submit more of her work, but she made it very clear. Life came first. You guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what made her work so beautiful. And that is also what I will remember most about her.
Sam fights back tears and nods her head.
Please, won't you have a seat?
The two women find seats in nearby comfy chairs. Sam's posture remains straightened as she continues to survey the place.
I've been wanting to come in here for days, but...
I know. It was hard. Listen, I know that it's been a long time, but I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
But I'm so glad that you share the same passion and the same love of art like your mom. And you can see her in everything you do. And that is a gift.
Yeah. It is.
Other visitors enter the gallery.
Oh, listen. I'd love it if you would like to bring in your work sometime. I would be more than happy to take a look at it.
Thank you. That means the world.
Sam opens her arms and embraces the woman.
I'm really glad you came in.
They each release their arms and share warm smiles.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
As the woman approaches the other visitors, Sam stands before a black and white photo which shows a sky of clouds over an empty highway beside a wide field. She grabs hold of her star necklace and looks briefly upward. Inside a diner, a server sets down for Mike a plate of burger and fries, and Josh has the same across from him.
Okay, so I know he's still putting the deal together, but congrats on the job.
This is great, right?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Look, man, I owe you. But,
What?
It's just... Look, you know that I would love to work with you again.
You don't want to move?
I don't think so. No.
I get it.
You do?
It's a lot to leave.
Yeah. I mean, my family and, you know, this town.
And the rest of it.
Josh smirks before he sips water.
What?
Hey. I've seen you fall for a few girls through the years. Sam's the only one you've fallen for twice.
It's...
What? You talked about her. A lot. But when I left, I had a whole lot to move forward. Hannah was there. Work, family. Everything you love is here. Okay, everything except me. I won't be here, but... So, yeah. I get it.
Thanks, man.
Snow falls outside the diner's large front window. At Sam's father's house, Sam steps into the living room, then suddenly stops. She turns around to see a small puddle on the wood floor. Her head tilts up to the ceiling to see a large stain from where water drips.
Oh. No.
Grabs her phone.
Hi, Dad. Yeah, I'm so sorry to bother you, but it's leaking. The ceiling is leaking again. Okay, yeah, you call the handyman. I'll get a bucket. Okay, bye.
Sam rushes around the lower level in her socks and opens a kitchen drawer for a large pot.
That'll do.
She wipes up the puddle with a kitchen towel and sets the pot on top of it. Looking up to the ceiling in a moment of pride, Sam takes a sip from her mug. She glances back up and her shoulders slump.
Right.
The hatch leading up to the attic opens and Sam pulls down the ladder. She slowly climbs up into the dark attic. Once she reaches the top, she flips a light switch. From across the attic, which is full of boxes and other items, Sam spots where the water drips through the roof. She makes her way over there and places a pot beneath the leak. She stands up and adjusts her sweater and rubs her hands together as if to warm them. At her feet are a few wooden crates full of items. Sam crouches down and reaches for the same photo Mike saw before, a photo of a young girl asleep near a Christmas tree. Sam's eyes study the photo as she holds a closed mouth grin. She then picks up from the crate a small wooden box. The box lid cracks open and Sam's smile fades, her eyes widen. Stretched across her fingers is a chain bracelet with emerald-colored stones. As she stares at the piece of jewelry, she rubs it between her fingers. In one hand she holds the bracelet, and in the other she looks to the photo. Her brows furrow and a smile grows on her face. Her eyes move to the attic's rafters and they aimlessly wander. With the photo in her hand, Sam descends the staircase to the lower level.
Help has arrived.
I'm so glad you're back. Did you get a handyman?
Well, I got a not-so-handyman that's very helpful.
Sam's father removes his coat and looks to the front door when Mike steps inside with a grin.
All right, let's fix this.
Her head cocked, Sam smiles ear to ear. She hands over the photo.
I found
This.
Oh, wow.
In the attic. It's from our first Christmas here. And then I found this.
The piece of jewelry.
I made for Mom here, remember?
I remember this.
He studies the chain with both hands.
Wow.
I just think there are so many memories here, and I don't want to let them go.
Me either.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else is going to come and play in the creek?
Or come for Christmas?
Huh?
They share smiles and Sam reaches over for his hand. Mike comes downstairs, toolbox in hand.
All right, this time, definitely fixed.
Are you sure we shouldn't call a professional?
Hey, I'm a professional. Jack of all trades.
Is that even a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure this wasn't just an excuse to get back here?
Dad!
I mean, I'm just saying. I think there was a second leak that I didn't see the first time. But it's definitely all patched up now.
Good. Because we're keeping the house.
Mike meets Sam's eyes.
You are?
All right. Thanks for coming by, Mike. Take care of yourself.
See you tomorrow, sir.
I'm so sorry. He's kind of embarrassing sometimes.
It's fine. I really did try and fix it last time, though. I'm glad it happened, because it gave me a chance to ask you in person.
Ask me what?
If you wanted to be my date to the wedding. I know what you said about my leaving, and I get it. I've been thinking a lot, and I don't think this is the right time for me to move anyways.
Sam's brows raise with surprise.
You're not going to London now?
He responds with a shake of his head.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with...
Us? No. No.
Okay.
No, like you said, this place is hard to leave. And, I mean, who else is going to move the snowman next year, right? So what do you say?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm kind of in the wedding now, so...
Is that a no?
No. Just means you're going to have to meet me there.
Their eyes locked and each with a smile, Mike slowly makes steps toward the front door.
Awesome.
Bye.
Right this way. And you can set up in there, and we'll be right in. Thank you.
Helen approaches Sam.
You ready for some pampering?
I am, but you really didn't have to do this. It's your big day.
I wanted to.
Well, I wanted to get you something, too.
You didn't have to get me anything, but thank you.
I know I'm not the most seasoned maid of honor, but I'm pretty sure you need something old.
Sam hands over a small lidded box which has a red bow. Helen opens the top and inside is the bracelet with emerald charms.
I actually made it for my mom when I was like 10.
Helen gingerly handles the bracelet as tears form in her eyes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're really lucky to have found you too.
Both ladies grin and Helen opens her arms.
Let's do this. Let's also consider it something borrowed. Because I look forward to when I can give it back to you. Okay.
Mike with a gift bag outside of the Cape Water Inn.
Okay, so other than handing them the rings,
just enjoy the moment. Take it all in and keep your father relaxed.
What? I'm relaxed.
Well, your guests are here, so I'm just going to make sure everyone is seated.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. So?
Sam pins onto her dad's lapel a boutonniere.
Are you nervous?
Well, I kind of thought I would be, but... No, I'm good.
How about you?
Same.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. Me too.
It's time. You ready? Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
They link arms together and head out. A woman plays the piano as Sam in a red dress with a flower bouquet walks with her dad down a center aisle flanked by a handful of chairs full of familiar faces. Mike in a light blue button-up with a black suit jacket sits in an aisle seat. Sam and her dad reach the female officiant. Sam spots Mike and nods her head to him. He responds with a half smirk that turns into a large smile. All the wedding guests turn in their seats to face the back of the small room. Helen appears with a bouquet of white and red flowers that she holds in both hands. Her white streamlined dress has a diamond-shaped cutout back and short laced sleeves. Sam and her father share a loving glance, then he turns to face Helen, who remains standing at the back. The bracelet that Sam gifted to Helen hangs from Helen's wrist. Sam's dad takes a deep breath and Helen begins to walk his way, passing all of the smiling guests. Helen reaches him and the two stand face to face with warm smiles. Standing behind Helen is Sam, and Helen turns to her and hands over her flower bouquet with a loving arm caress. The bride and groom hold hands and look deeply into each other's eyes.
I do.
I do.
Sam wipes a tear from her eye, then makes eye contact with Mike. Each of them flash smiles. Still hand in hand, the bride and groom lean into each other and share a kiss. The newlyweds turn to face their guests and they kiss again. On a carpeted dance floor in a room with several decorated trees, Mike and Sam sway together face to face.
So admittedly, this was my first Christmas wedding. Well, I thought it was pretty perfect.
I agree. But I'm biased, so...
I guess, here's to the rest of the night being perfect as well.
Oh, what?
He spins her around.
You're a professional dancer now, too.
How did you tell?
He dips Sam low, then brings her back up. All smiles, Sam wraps an arm around Mike as they hold each other's opposite hand and continue to dance.
Oh, you know what? I have to go help set up some bridal photos, so...
What? They hired another photographer?
Cute. I think they've had enough of me working for a while.
Good. Mm. Okay, well, I'll grab some appetizers. Meet you back at the table.
Face to face, Mike's eyes glance to Sam's lips as they still sway.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Like, right now.
Okay.
Sam breaks their stare and walks away.
Okay.
Hi. If there are any specific family photos you want to get, let me know. Otherwise, she's just gonna do candids.
Mm-hmm. I think candids sound great. Sam?
Yeah. No, I love candids.
Great.
Oh, I just need to grab you for one more thing.
Helen and others leave, and Mike's dad approaches Sam.
Oh, hey, you did an excellent job up there.
Well, thanks. We're so happy you guys can make it.
So are we, yeah. And I have to say, we're pretty glad he's not moving.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah. It's a pretty big opportunity, so he must really like you.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not staying for me. He's staying for the town and for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, he likes to keep everybody happy. That's true, but... hopefully, we'll see a lot more of you.
Yeah.
If my favorite Christmas music wasn't enough, there's going to be sparklers, too. Come on!
Mike's folks scurry away, leaving Sam by herself. From across the room, Sam spots Mike and a distressed expression shows on her face before she hangs her head. Couples fill the dance floor, and in an adjacent room, Sam stands alone at a table with a beverage.
Hey!
Hey!
Sorry it took so long. I had to ask your dad a rental question, just because it's, like, time-sensitive. But I did manage to get the good apps before they were taken.
Thank you.
Her face appears sorrowful.
Are you okay?
I think you should go. You wanted to go.
It was about London? That was just an offer.
It was an opportunity, and it was a really, really good one.
Are you trying to get rid of me already?
No, that's not what I'm
Sam just shakes her head and lowers her eyes.
Did they say something?
Mike gestures to his dancing, laughing parents and Sam turns to look. She faces Mike again.
I know that there are probably many different reasons that you would want to stay here. Your family, the town, and us, but before I came back, you wanted to go, right? You wanted to go and do something new for yourself?
I did, but...
And I think you should do that, right? Mike, this is about what makes you happy.
He looks to her with a neutral expression.
So what are you saying?
I don't want you to have any regrets.
You're just assuming that I would.
Because I've been here before. You know, you don't think that you're gonna be giving anything up in the moment, but then over time it just...
She rolls her hand over and over and tears form in her eyes.
I don't want that. For either of us.
Why are you trying to sabotage this?
I'm not. I just think our timing is off. Again.
Look, I get it. Okay? We've both lost. But you can't hide behind that forever. You can't always take the safe way out because you don't want to risk anything.
Sam raises her brows with shock and blows air through her mouth. Mike shifts on his feet and looks downward.
Ladies and gentlemen, time to cut the cake.
I gotta...
Sam.
Get back in there.
Sam.
I'm gonna...
She leaves the room, and Mike remains still while watching after her. Waffles on a plate.
Now, some of these are a little silly, but I hope you like them.
I'm gonna love them, but...
I want to do this one.
Let's do it.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Guys, I told you not to get me anything.
I know, but it's important to us.
He holds on to Helen as they both watch Sam open the lid of a box. She looks at what's inside with a wrinkled forehead.
What is this?
An official sealed document begins with the text, "The Commonwealth of Massachusetts."
Oh. This is about the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's eyes become watery.
You signed the house over to me? What?
Helen and I really want you to have the house. And I know your mother would want you to have the house, too.
She looks to the document, then back at them.
Guys, I don't... thank you. I don't know what to say.
Merry Christmas. Oh, so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Down a busy path walk Mike and his folks.
You know, I think this might be the first time ever you haven't devoured your donut before we left the cafe.
Hey, well, if you don't want it, I can always... never mind, I don't want it.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, no, I just didn't sleep much last night.
Is this about Sam?
Well, what about Sam? Oh, did I mess things up by mentioning the...
Dad, you're just stating fact, you know? It was a good opportunity, but it's all good.
All three come to a stop and Mike looks up to a lighthouse painting.
No, it's not all good. Not even a little.
No?
No.
Mike shifts his eyes away from the painting and to his parents.
She's amazing.
Sam and her dad stack firewood.
I can't believe you worked with Mike on this. He said you guys were talking about rental stuff.
Yeah, he knew a guy that could help us out last minute to get it done.
Of course he does.
He's a good guy.
She meets her dad's gaze before her cell tings.
Is that...
Reaches into her pocket.
Is it?
It's from Vanessa.
Uh-huh. What does it say?
Have you checked your email?
Let's check.
Uh-huh. I don't know, Dad. I'm trying. This must be a large file.
An email from a Jasper Lewis opens.
Okay. Thank you for capturing the guiding light of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sam's photos appear.
You got it! You got it?
I got it.
You got it!
You got it!
You got it!
You got it! Does that mean you get the job, too?
I guess so, yeah! If I want it, yeah!
Her dad and Helen look to one another. Sam grasps her necklace.
I had a really good tour guide, didn't I?
She nods her head and her dad looks to Helen with understanding.
You had an excellent guide. Sweetie.
You deserve love, as well as success.
Sam's eyes widen with necklace still in hand.
I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh.
Outside, Sam rushes down the front steps just as Mike's truck pulls up the driveway. Sam stops in place and Mike exits his vehicle with something in his hand.
I'm sorry.
What?
I had to give you this.
Mike hands to Sam a framed photo of herself smiling with a camera beside the water.
Heavy tour needs a souvenir, right? This is mine.
Sam touches the photo gingerly, then looks into Mike's eyes.
I'm so sorry about yesterday.
No.
I'm scared.
I don't want to miss out on our chance again. This is what I want. All of it. You help me see that.
Well, then that would be pretty awful to walk away from.
Their eyes remain locked as they become closer and closer. Mike leans down and lands his lips on Sam's. Their lips part and a smile crosses Sam's face.
Did you
get the job?
Yes, of course you did. Why didn't you tell me earlier? Congrats.
Thanks.
Okay, does that mean that you need to
get back?
Yeah.
No.
So, you're gonna keep freelancing?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm staying, and you're just gonna roll with it, then,
Looks like our timing is improving.
It's about time.
Mike leans in for another kiss and Sam caresses the back of his neck.
You ready for the final stop on our tour?
Yeah.
Sam races to the passenger seat while Mike opens the driver's door.
Okay, so it's a choir?
Not exactly.
Come on, are you really not gonna tell me again?
I promise you, it is worth the wait.
On a sailboat coming in from the harbor, a woman in a scarf and coat smiles and rings a silver bell. Mike leads Sam through the crowd of people and they find a spot against a railing. Sam peers out to the water where the sailboat and three other boats behind it float closer. A line of women behind Sam and Mike begin swinging silver bells in their hands. Mike and Sam watch the ladies with their instruments.
If the bells are ringing, does that mean I get to make a wish?
Absolutely.
Sam looks out to the boats which ride by. Then she turns to Mike, wraps her arms around him and plants a long kiss on his lips.
Merry Christmas.
Mike stands behind Sam with his arms around her as they both look to the water. The crowd waves to the passing boats.